Hello. Here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, September 17th. The Western Slope is lacking in resources for people experiencing mental health issues. Now they can find immediate help at a new center in Montrose. KVNF's Jody Peterson has the story.
Western Slope residents now have access to a new mental health center. The Crisis Walk-In Center, operated by the Center for Mental Health, opened to the public on September 16th. It's located at 300 North Cascade in Montrose and will provide 24/7 services to adults and youth who are experiencing any kind of mental health or substance abuse crisis. The center serves Delta, Gunnison, Hinsdale, Montrose, Ouray, and San Miguel counties and is the only such facility in those counties. Residents needing emergency behavioral health services before now have had to travel to Grand Junction, Durango, or even the Front Range. Plans for the Crisis Walk-In Center were in the works for 2 years, and more than $3 million was raised to fund its construction from both public and private sources. It can treat 14 to 16 people at a time. First responders and law enforcement, who formerly had to choose between taking a person to jail or to the hospital emergency room, now have another option of bringing that person to the walk-in center. The center will also provide withdrawal management to help people addicted to various substances. Staffers at the center described how it operates.
Anybody can walk in through the front doors, whether they're there with family or self-presenting, and they will be greeted by one of our master level therapists and one of our mental health techs. And at that point, they would figure out what's going on, and then they would take them in here in a private area to do some screening, figure out if they need this level of care to be admitted, or are we safety planning home, or what help they need at that point.
Where do people go from here then if they need a longer stay?
So we're that 5-day stay, and if we're unable to stabilize their crisis or their mental health symptoms while they're here with us, then we would be referring to a higher level of care, which is typically inpatient, which on the Western Slope is only West Springs up in Grand Junction.
The phone number for the Crisis Walk-In Center in Montrose is 970-252-6220. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
Last week, national lawmakers took up the discussion about moving the Bureau of Land Management headquarters to Grand Junction. For the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, KBUT's Christopher Biddle reports.
In Washington, the House Committee on Natural Resources held its first hearing on the Trump administration's decision to move the headquarters of the Bureau of Land Management from Washington, D.C. to Grand Junction, Colorado. The acting director of the BLM, William Perry Pendley, told the committee that he will remain in Washington while the next permanent director, whenever appointed, will be in Grand Junction.
The realignment will have many benefits. We will enhance management oversight and communication, improve customer service and partner/stakeholder engagement, increase functionality, lower lease payments, and increase consolidation and reduce travel expenses and personnel costs.
Proponents of the move, including Democratic Colorado Governor Jared Polis, said that because the vast majority of BLM lands are west of the Mississippi, its headquarters should be there too. Representative Doug Lamborn of Colorado read a statement by his Republican ranking member Bob Bishop of Utah.
I, along with my fellow Republicans on this committee, have long contended that the best land management decisions are made by those who live, work, and raise families closest to the areas impacted.
Opponents say it's a hastily planned and thinly veiled effort to dismantle regulatory structures. Committee Chairman Raul Grijalva, a Democrat from Arizona, called Penley, the agency's acting director, a, quote, avowed opponent to public lands.
What better way to eliminate the BLM than to push out its staff, to replace them with leadership whose writings and speeches over 3 decades suggest that he thinks the agency shouldn't exist in the first place? If this BLM organization goes through, it would represent a major win for this administration and their 2-year-long campaign to undermine America's public lands heritage. The BLM plays an essential role in managing our public lands and protecting our public trust resources. We cannot let Secretary Bernhardt, the acting director, turn it into a one-stop shop for companies looking to knock down public land protections on a quest to drill, mine, graze on every ounce of public land.
Grijalva also highlighted comments made by Trump administration Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney at a donor event in August when he bragged about how the administration has already used the tactic of moving headquarters to dismantle federal agencies or, quote, drain the swamp. A spokesperson for the Department of the Interior told the Associated Press that approximately 25 employees will move to Grand Junction under the new plan. Pendley would be among approximately 60 employees of the BLM that would remain in Washington. About 275 other bureau positions will be moved from Washington to other offices across the West. On Wednesday, Republicans on the House Committee for Natural Resources introduced the American Energy First Act, a bill designed to overhaul the American energy industry, including rolling back the BLM's ability to oversee extractive industries. Reporting for KBUT Community Radio News, I'm Christopher Biddle.
The Delta County Department of Health released its West Nile virus update 1 week ago, and the number of confirmed cases is going up. According to the press release, there have been 12 cases of reported West Nile virus in humans throughout the county. Six of those cases are from the North Fork region of the county. Two are from around the city of Delta. And four of the cases were reported in the Surface Creek area. The presence of positive samples of mosquitoes is a clear indication that West Nile virus remains present and poses a risk to those who are bitten. August through September are the months when most human cases of West Nile virus have been reported in Colorado. Health officials say most people bitten by a West Nile virus-infected mosquito show no symptoms of illness. However, some people may develop symptoms 3 to 15 days after being bit. About 1 in 5 infected persons will have mild illness with fever, and about 1 in 150 infected people will become severely ill. Physicians are urged to test patients for the West Nile virus if they show signs of fever, altered mental status, suspected meningitis or encephalitis, or sudden painless paralysis in the absence of stroke in the summer months. The health department strongly urges the public to take precautions and preventative measures against being bitten by mosquitoes and becoming infected with the virus. The following prevention tips are encouraged. Drain standing water on property. Avoid being outdoors at dusk and dawn, the time when mosquito activity is highest. DEET is an effective ingredient to look for in bug repellent. Dress in long sleeves and pants during dusk and dawn and in areas where mosquitoes are active, and screen windows and doors of your home to keep the mosquitoes out. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Tuesday, September 17th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.